Oakland City Council President Pro Tem Shang Tao has introduced a resolution in the council in support of H.R. 3755. The bill was introduced by Los Angeles Democratic Congresswoman Judy Chu and Oakland's Barbara Lee in response to the Supreme Court's decision not to undo a Texas law that enables people to sue health professionals who perform abortions. President Biden has come out in support of the legislation. Shannon K. Olivieri Hovis is the director of NARAL Pro-Choice California. She says 2021 has been the worst year for abortion rights in the country since the enactment of Roe v. Wade.
At the beginning of this month, the Supreme Court allowed Texas's draconian ban on abortion to go into effect, putting abortion all but out of reach for millions of Texans, and I'm sure you're all aware of that. Later this year, the Supreme Court is slated to take up Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban, which is a direct threat to Roe v. Wade. And even here in California, just last week, we saw anti-choice extremists try to come to our state with the attempt to recall reproductive freedom champion Governor Gavin Newsom.
Hovis says that if Roe v. Wade is overturned, abortion could become illegal in about half of states. Hovis says 8 in 10 Americans support abortion rights. She says the proposed legislation would make it illegal under federal law for states to ban abortions. Dr. Jessica Hamilton is the Associate Director of Planned Parenthood Marmonte. She says that currently 17 states have abortion restrictions. Hamilton says California is a place of hope for people seeking abortion from other states because its leaders consider abortion a basic part of reproductive health care.
Just last year, 7,000 patients came from out of state seeking care at Planned Parenthood health centers in California. In the months ahead, we will continue to see more and more patients traveling here for care. As an abortion provider in this state and in this city, I am so grateful that my patients have your support. Just last week, I took care of a mother of four. She had traveled from out of state to see us. She had just found out that she was 7 weeks pregnant. She had been unable to maintain a job due to the increasing needs of her children during the pandemic. She was sick from early pregnancy and having an increasingly difficult time caring for her family.
Oakland City Council member Shang Tao says that a woman's right to control her own body is basic, and her own experience is proof of that.
This is an incredibly emotional moment for me because I can tell you as a survivor of domestic violence, that having an opportunity to say what I, you know, around my body and around what I want to do with my body is incredibly important in the sense that when there is nothing, you know, when you're in a situation where you feel that you can't control anything else, we need to still feel a sense of control over our own body, something that we live in, our own skin.
The democratically controlled House is expected to pass the bill this week. It faces a tougher challenge in the Senate. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.